Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hi, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class. A show that uncovers history one day at a time. Today is March 7th, 2019. The day was March 7th, 1965. A group of about 600 marchers in Selma, Alabama, headed east on U.S. Route 80. The group was just beginning a 54-mile trek to the state capital in Montgomery. Led by John Lewis and Hosea Williams, the group of protesters included Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee members, Southern Christian Leadership Council members, and other activists. They were marching to protest violations of Black civil rights and to recognize the life and death of protester Jimmie Lee Jackson, a Black man who was shot by an Alabama state trooper a few weeks before during a civil rights demonstration. They walked the 6 blocks to the Edmund Pettus Bridge, crossing over the Alabama River and heading toward Montgomery. But their progress was halted by Alabama state troopers and local police who told them to turn around. The marchers stood their ground, but the officers responded with force. The assault that followed caused a national outcry, and the day came to be known as Bloody Sunday. In the years leading up to Bloody Sunday, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, or SNCC as it was known, and the Southern Christian Leadership Council, also known as the SCLC, were working to register Black voters in Dallas County, Alabama. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 banned segregation in public places, employment discrimination based on race, and prohibited the unequal application of voting requirements. But despite the Act's provisions to strengthen voting rights for Black people in the South, states and election officials continued to use voter suppression tactics to bar Black people from voting. For instance, Jim Crow laws required people to pass literacy tests or to pay poll taxes, which many poor and Black people couldn't afford to be able to vote. One of the places where segregationist ideals and these voter suppression tactics were rampant was Dallas County, Alabama. So organizers decided to focus their efforts on Selma, the county seat of Dallas County. But Alabama's segregationist governor, George C. Wallace, and the local county sheriff pushed back against these voter registration campaigns. The registration office was open only 2 days per month, and people had to fill out 4-page forms and take literacy tests to get the vote. Because of this suppression, only about 2% of the eligible Black voters in Selma were registered. SNCC intensified its voting rights campaign in Selma from 1961 to 1964, especially after the Civil Rights Act was passed. But their effort was still met with violence from local officials. And in July 1964, Dallas County Circuit Court Judge James Hare issued an injunction that forbade gatherings of three or more people to discuss civil rights or voter registration in Selma. So the Dallas County Voters League enlisted the help of the SCLC and its president, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The SCLC's goal was to bring Black voting rights to national attention and to get a Voting Rights Act. So in January and February of 1965, the SCLC led demonstrations to the Dallas County Courthouse. Teachers organized a march. Thousands of demonstrators were arrested, including King, Ralph Abernathy, Amelia Boynton, John Lewis, and Hosea Williams. And Jim Clark, the county sheriff, led a violent resistance. In early February, President Lyndon B. Johnson announced his support of the Selma campaign and his plans to implore Congress to enact a voting rights bill. But on February 18th, State Trooper James Bernard Fowler shot 26-year-old deacon and activist Jimmy Lee Jackson during a protest in Marion, Alabama. Jackson died about a week later. So King announced the plan for a march from Selma to Montgomery to protest the injustices levied on Black people in America. And on March 6, George C. Wallace told state troopers to take whatever means necessary to keep the march from happening. On March 7th, the marchers set out anyway. Alabama state troopers, some on horseback, stopped them as they attempted to leave Selma. When the marchers refused to turn around and instead asked to speak to the officer who had commanded them to stop, the officers beat them with billy clubs and bullwhips, spat on them, and overran them with horses. More than 50 people were injured. The whole assault was televised. Over the next few days, more demonstrations took place around the country. King even called for another march on the 9th, but he ended up dispersing the crowd. But on March 21st, about 2,000 people set out from Selma, this time protected by U.S. Army troops and the Alabama National Guard. Tens of thousands of people joined the marchers in Montgomery when they arrived on March 25th. And on August 6th, President Johnson signed into law the Voting Rights Act, which aimed to end the suppression of Black people's voting rights. That's not to say voter suppression ended there, but the march was a milestone in the American civil rights movement. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Get more notes from history on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHCpodcast. Thanks for joining me on this trip through time. See you here in the exact same spot tomorrow.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.